The views and opinions expressed here are those of the guests, and are not the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The Mormon Channel presents Into All the World.
The vision will begin to be fulfilled.
Our membership is found throughout the world.
The New Zealanders and the Australians.
Sono felice di servire il Signore.
Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand, Burma.
5 new temples.
Ne kupitia kwa imani.
Go ye into all the world.
Hello, I am Reed Nielsen, Assistant Professor of Church History and Doctrine at Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah. Today on Into All the World, I am interviewing President Massimo DeFeo. First, I would like you to introduce yourself and tell us about what your calling is.
My name is Massimo DeFeo. I am 48 years old. I was born and raised in Italy. I'm currently the Italy-Rome Stake President. I was called in May 2005 by Elder Russell M. Nelson of the 12th. I can say that I met the missionaries when I was 8 years old. My parents never joined the church when they were living, but they gave permission to me and my older brother to be baptized. So we attended primary, everything. Then I served a full-time mission in Italy. I originally came from the south of Italy, so I was called to serve in the Italy-Rome mission. Right after that, I got a full-time job, and I got married 25 years ago. We have 3 children, and I sincerely believe that when the stake was organized in Rome, Elder Nelson really represented the Lord, and I really felt that he was calling me personally.
So how did you meet the missionaries?
They knocked on our doors, and we let them in. And that's when all started. My parents did not really want to change, but they really felt the Spirit. So they allowed us to receive the lessons. And in a way, I think they liked the idea that the family was taking a spiritual, more spiritual direction. They trust the missionaries and the message.
Can you describe Italy as a country and the culture there and the predominant religion for the people who may not know a whole lot about Italy?
Well, Italy is a country of about 60 million people. We have many traditions. It's full of culture in arts and music, and there's a lot to see around. The predominant religion in the country is the Roman Catholic Church, as you may assume. And I would say that about 90% of the population in Italy is Catholic, although very few actually practice their religion. There are all kinds of other religions of all types in Italy. It's a very pretty open country. And so the Italian culture is open to other cultures. But in the Italian perspective, the LDS Church is just one of the many minor churches. We have to understand that the LDS Church has not yet been recognized as a church in Italy. We are not an official church for the government. Although I think we are doing things that give us visibility, it's getting better and better. And there are about 23,000 members of the church in Italy, so we are really a minority here. I think that the Rome Temple announcement gave some more light, because it was right after it was announced, there were articles in the paper, so we are building on that. And so that's basically what it is in the scenario in Italy.
What does this mean for missionary work? How does it help us going forward from here?
Missionary work is done every day by missionaries and also members. Now, of course, we would like to see less missionaries knocking on doors and more members giving referrals. You have to understand that it is not easy to preach the gospel in Italy. It's not easy to just knock on a door and deliver a message, because they don't. Usually people do not welcome foreigners, or even, you know, because they associate us also, our missionaries, also to other, you know, ministers of other religions who are not very well liked in Italy. So they confuse people and religions. So we are trying to move towards the direction where the members help more with their own contacts and relatives. Now with the temple announcement, I should say, something happened. We are seeing that families are actually joining the church, and I mean entire families. In Rome, in our stake, we saw this as a phenomenon. we are very happy to report this because it is the first time ever that entire families are joining the church at the same time, something that is happening in Italy, I would say, in general. And I believe that it is the result of both the missionaries and the members' efforts, but also because the Lord is preparing the way for the temple. So I think it's putting everything in place. So I'm very happy about that. I can easily, we all can easily see that the Lord is really pushing the work. No matter what we say, what we do, what the circumstances are, what the culture and the traditions are, something is happening. So I can really testify that the Lord is working here now.
How many missions are in your country?
In Italy, there are three missions, one in the north, the Milano mission, one in the center, the Rome mission, and one in the south, the Catania mission. There was a time when there was a fourth mission in Padua, but that was dismissed or dismantled a half years ago. In the Rome mission, there are about 150 full-time missionaries, and I think it's about the same number in the other two missions.
I want to talk even more about the saints there in Italy and the challenges they are currently facing. Are they hopeful because the temple's been announced? What keeps them motivated amongst the challenges?
Well, there are many, many challenges here. Again, because of the opposition, because of the traditions, because we are not free to do things the way we would like to do. In this period of time, we can see that there are many economic problems. Here, we have a pretty constant and high unemployment rate. And this is impacting especially the single young adults. These young adults really need to exercise a great deal of faith to understand how they can feel that they are blessed even without seeing actual material blessings as they will naturally expect. It is a big challenge. To keep the motivation, we really need to work on exercising faith. And this is a special time because of the temple announcement. And we saw we see the hand of the Lord in this. And even if we are facing difficult times in the world, we feel that we live great times in Zion. Now, in the last 4 years, since the stake was organized, we saw many general authorities visiting Rome, the Rome stake, including four apostles. They always foster the faith of the saints here. So no matter what's happening outside, there's something positive happening inside the saints, in our hearts. So the motivation is pretty high. The expectations are still high. We had a couple of returned missionaries. They were trying to get married, and they were trying to get a job, to live a decent life, and they simply could not. President Uchtdorf came one time. He said to the young adults, I want to say you have to exercise your faith, and even if you don't have a job, just keep going and do the right things. And they felt a special spirit in that, in those words. It was the advice of a servant of the Lord, and they took it, and they got married. And they, for the little money they had, they kept keeping the covenants. They paid tithing. They exercised faith and prayer. And one day, this great man received a telephone call to be interviewed for a job. And it was wonderful to see that the Lord really put his hand in this family, and it is exactly the job that he was hoping for. They're very happy. And they really can testify. If you follow the advice of the brethren, if you do the right thing, the Lord will bless you. And there are many challenges, yes. Do we get discouraged? No. Because the Lord is guiding, is directing the church here.
Can you describe your duties as a stake president and what it's like to have that calling in Italy?
Well, I suppose that the nature of the calling is the same everywhere, which is teach the gospel mainly to all members of the stake, train the leaders, be a judge in Israel, help the bishops to help the needy. That's very important. interview leaders and members for all temple recommends, and acting as a second witness in front of the Lord, attesting the worthiness of the saints, to just exercise priesthood keys received by an apostle. And I have a strong testimony that I really was called by the Lord personally. Yes, I travel a lot. The stake is not a small stake, geographically speaking. It's about probably 180 miles wide in west to east and north to south. And it covers from one side of Italy to the other side, to the one ocean to the other one. So it's, yes, I travel a lot, and it requires some sacrifice. But I do what I'm supposed to do. We do maybe things that are slightly different. As a stake president, holding the keys, I maintain the principles. I can, at the same time, adapt the programs for the local needs. So I would say that the stake president is basically a teacher. From my experience, what I like to do the most, I can say right here. I like to have spiritual experiences with the bishops and branch presidents, going out with them to visit families and members who we feel have needs, both spiritual and material. For me, that's more important than when I give a speech on Sundays. I train leaders, I do interviews, I do basically what every stake president in the world is supposed to do, being the line of authority between the prophet and every member, single member of the church in my stake, to make sure that they receive the message and they receive it properly with the proper approach, spiritual enthusiasm, and faith, that they can feel that really comes from the Lord. And that is my responsibility. So that's the most important thing I should do, and I try to do.
Is there anything special that your stake does for its members to bring them together, such as pageants or a track or a special activity that you do?
Well, we, more than pageant or tracks, in the past, we relied more on LDS groups performing here, like we had the Lamanite Generation and the BYU Folk Dancers, just to mention a couple. But we are thinking to create something locally, especially now that the temple is going to be built. And till now, we concentrated more on a service level, to serve more in the community, in order to get more visibility. So that is more the accent right now. But we will do something more in that sense in the future.
Does the church there in Italy, and specifically your stake, get involved with service activities with the Catholic Church? If so, could you tell me about that? Does it help to establish a good relationship with the Roman Catholic Church?
Yes, we want to establish a good relationship with the Catholic Church. And it is important, and it will be important for the future and even for the temple. So, yes, we do that, but not necessarily we do everything with the Catholic Church. And, in fact, we have many independent projects to help the community and the city here. In our stake, I have to say service is a priority in a stake, to help people in need first, of course, keeping always that in mind, but also to be active in the community, to show that we are active citizens of the community and not just, we don't just worship on Sundays, and to live spiritual experiences together that build testimonies and share feelings of love and charity. Since when the stake was organized, we had many opportunities to serve. Well, of course, under the Helping Hands flag, we completed many projects, including cleaning public areas, several parks in the city. One time we painted a stadium in another city, in the stake, so close to Rome, but in another unit. We do blood donation drives at stake. The thing that we do most is visiting elderly people and homeless facilities, and that is, I should say, is the norm for us. Even as organizations, auxiliaries, the young women do that on a routinely basis. They were very happy once to visit patients at a hospital and organize a party at a nursing home. So it's we do serve, we do conduct many service projects. A couple of years ago in the States, we completed a project for packaging and shipping 6,000 dental hygiene kits for children in Lebanon, Romania, and Albania. So we do also, or we have been doing projects not just for the sake of the local community, but also in a more large vision to help other people in need. I have to tell you, it was a great feeling to receive feedback and pictures of happy children using our dental kits in other parts of the world. Indeed, that was a great spiritual experience. Right now, we are currently working on a project to donate 250 wheelchairs to the city of Rome to help hospitals and other city organizations that need them. This project is done in association with the Department of Social Policies of the city. So we're not talking about projects only with the Catholic Church, but now more with the city government. This project is fully sponsored by the church, by the LDS Church. And so we believe this is another great opportunity to serve, to help the less fortunate children of the Heavenly Father. And it will also give the church more visibility and foster more positive image of the church. So we're working on many projects, and we're happy.
Will you tell me what it's like there for someone who's a Catholic to join the church? For example, how do family members who are Catholic react when their family member joins the church?
Well, a Catholic who wants to change a religion faces many difficulties because of the traditions. Now, it depends also on where he or she lives, because there's a more open mentality, open-minded setting in the big cities. Like in Rome, that would not be a big problem, big issue. But in a smaller, in the villages or in the south, that could be a real problem for somebody, like it was for my parents. We come from a small town, so in the south of Italy, and at that time, 30, 40 years ago, it would have been very difficult for somebody to change without having resistance and problems, sometimes real problems on the family. And so this is still the case in smaller villages and in the south. In the north of Italy, in bigger cities, bigger environments or realities or social realities, it's becoming more and more easy to make a change, not just for religion, but also, I don't know, for politics or any other thing. The new generation, the newest generations are more open to this. That is why we saw many singles joining the church in the last years. So it's the society is more open now versus a few years ago.
What does having a temple in Italy mean to you personally?
Well, it is difficult to describe the joy. It's the best thing that could happen while I'm a stake president, because I see the happiness for the saints here. I see that they, after many years of sacrifice, they are finally happy. They see that the Lord is really putting His gracious hand on us, and that is a great feeling. It's a special feeling to know that the Lord is watching us. When the temple was announced, we all shouted. There's something that comes from deep in the heart of every saint in Italy, including me. For temple worship, as you probably know, and ordinances have to go to Switzerland. That has been difficult for many, many reasons. It's another country, different language, economic issues. It's pretty far from the southern part of Italy and from the islands, Sardinia and Sicily. It takes a full day and sometimes even
2 days if they go by boat first and then by car. So everybody was hoping. We have been hoping for years to have a temple sooner or later in the land, in our land. In a way, it was kind of expected, also because the attendance at the Swiss temple has always been very high thanks to the Italian members' efforts and sacrifice, so much higher than any other countries in the temple district. So I believe that the Lord saw the great desire in the Italian saints and decided to relieve the burden after almost 40 years of good service and decided to build a temple in Italy. Also, you have to consider that we are seeing like the church as a whole is growing in Italy because we doubled the number of the stakes from 3 to 6 in the last 5 years. So that gives a sign, and it gave a sign to the Lord and to the general authorities, the first presidency, that something is happening or has been happening in Italy. About the announcement, when we were all at the stake center, attending general conference broadcast, and we were waiting to see. When President Monson ended this introduction, announcing the fifth temple that was to be built in Rome, and smiled, we all shouted like in a stadium when a team wins a game at the last second. It was a fantastic feeling, very deep. There was true happiness. Probably the prophet heard us and in the audience at the conference center and smiled, knowing how happy we were all were at that moment, I think around the world. My feeling is that more or less I was happy to be there, to be with the saints in my stake. Being together as saints in Rome and in Italy, we felt, it's a special feeling. We all felt when the plan of salvation was announced in the heavens. I think we really felt the same. We shouted the same. We really did. We all hugged each other. Were tears shed. The minute I think of that moment, I still feel a deep feeling. And I know we will never forget those moments. And so it's a great feeling. It means a lot to me. And I will never forget these moments.
Well, I've sure enjoyed our visit today. We sure appreciate your time and your willingness to answer all of our questions. I'd like to ask you just one more thing before we finish. If you don't mind, would you bear a brief testimony in English and then a brief testimony in Italian?
I know that the Lord is watching us. I know that He loves us. I feel such a great love from the Lord. So deep, so real, that I can testify that the Lord lives. We would never be able to feel such a deep, great, true, real love if you were not a living being. I'm very happy to serve the Lord. I know that the Lord lives and He guides this church. I know that this is the true church of Jesus Christ. These are difficult times in the world, but great times in Zion. I feel like Nephi, when he says in the very first verse of the Book of Mormon, having seen many afflictions in the course of my days, nevertheless, having been highly favored, Lord, in all my days. And then he starts his story. I don't want to add anything to the words of Nephi. I just want to join him. My testimony. That having seen many afflictions, nevertheless, I feel highly favored. The Lord. In all my days. I really feel blessed to live these wonderful days. And I know that the Lord is greatly blessing this part of His kingdom. These are my true feelings. that he's leading, he's watching us, he's directing his church, and all the prophecies will be fulfilled. And I know this. Vorrei condividere solo poche parole in italiano e dire che è meraviglioso servire il Signore in questi giorni così speciali per l'Italia, per Roma. Io so che Gesù Cristo vive, che Lui davvero guida sua Chiesa. Questa è la Chiesa di Gesù Cristo. Noi siamo grandemente benedetti in questo periodo. Sono felice di servire il Signore. E porto questa testimonianza nel nome di Gesù Cristo. Amen.